The inquisitive tongue loves to eat and drink, but no place has quite captured my attention as the new Voodoo Pizza just around the corner from Radio St. Pete's studio, Thrive DTSP. And with me today is the owner, Bob Skepnik. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Bob, you are from Chicago, and you were formerly in the electronics business, engineering, electronic design engineer, and general manager. 30 years in the manufacturing business. You got a wild hair. This is your encore chapter. Tell us about your story.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of grew up at my company. I spent almost 30 years there. I rose through the ranks from being a design engineer, engineering manager, to general manager. Got to do a lot of cool stuff. I have like almost 20 patents, got to travel the world. It was good while it lasted, but like all good things, it came to an end. And, tried to figure out what chapter two of my life would look like, and decided that opening a brew pub sounded like fun.
You know, I asked Bob earlier in our little pre-interview, is he a beer drinker? And he told me that he started brewing beer as a teenager. Tell us a little bit about your science project.
Yeah, I started brewing beer in like 1987, and craft beer didn't really exist back then, but I thought it'd be fun, and I'd been doing it ever since then.
So, you know, back then they didn't have like overly fruity beers. They didn't have all the fussy stuff. Were you like a mainstream beer guy?
Back then you only had like really one flavor of beer to choose from. They just put it in different cans. It was just a yellow pilsner to choose among. So, you know, craft beer was a cool thing because, you know, people just got to discover, you know, different flavors and you know, more intensely flavored beer.
So, you know, Voodoo is a really cool little place. How did you find that location?
My family and I moved down to Florida, and I had already hooked up with Voodoo Brewing, and we were looking for a site, and this site became available. There was a group of investors that were building it out, and I kind of was in the right place at the right time. I walked into it. There was some of the build out already done, and I just love the space. It's deceptively big. When you walk into the space, you never imagine that it's so as big as it is from the street view.
You know, it's so great. Not only do they have really incredible beer, we're going to dig deep into that beer, but they have a full bar cocktail menu and an amazing food menu with an amazing chef. Tell us a little bit about how you found your chef.
Yeah, I mean, my chef is Rusty Abramson, and he's got a background in the military and some fine dining, and he just has a passion for, food and beer. So when I interviewed him, he said that being the lead chef at a brew pub is his dream, and we just hit it off.
Hey, being a beer server at a brew pub is my dream. Can you fulfill that for me?
I think I got a spot for you, for sure.
Hey, Bob, there are a couple things on the menu that are very, very much your own and Randy's. Tell us a little bit about, let's start with the Chicago Bear. That sounds awfully good.
Yeah, that's a little nod to my background being from Chicago. Came to Florida, and I don't think they quite know what a Chicago beef sandwich is with hot peppers. If you go to the grocery store, you won't see hot jardinera too frequently. So I thought I'd bring a little taste of that to Florida and see how the folks here would enjoy that.
And what else did you add to the menu that that is not just a Voodoo signature?
We have a seared ahi appetizer, which is really good. We have a mahi sandwich that's excellent too. But, you know, the rest of the menu in general is a lot of pub fare, but we execute it at a pretty high level. And I like to think we have, you know, among the best wings in town. You should check those out for sure. And, our pizzas and burgers are exceptional as well.
So this is what got me. So I'm looking at everything, studying up, thinking to myself, what the heck is a Voodoo pickle? So I went in, I had this house-made roasted garlic pesto, shredded Galbani mozzarella. Don't even know that there was a particular kind of mozzarella. pickles, which you could have me at pickles all day long, and Voodoo's top secret, the Voodoo seasoning. What isn't? It's just amazing.
Yeah, that's a very popular one. I think most people, you know, it pops off the menu as being quite interesting, and people want to try it, and it's been very well received.
You do a lot of cooking with beer, which is one of my favorite things. Tell us a little bit about the dishes that are made with beer.
Well, we have a beer cheese that's made with our Good Vibes. We put that on a lot of our sandwiches, our nachos. We have a mustard that uses our Omama lager, and we have beer mussels that are also cooked with our beer.
So, you know, I've always been a French person, so I like a white wine mussels, right? There is something about beer mussels. What kind of beer are you using in that? Because I have never tasted mussels so flavorful in my life.
Yeah, the mussels are outstanding, and it's something that you don't quite expect at a brew pub, right?
You do it with the Oh Mama Golden on the black pepper and garlic and the blue cheese and bacon. And then, because I'm a California girl, the chorizo and lime is done with a Good Vibes West Coast IPA, and that is really heady stuff, right? So let's talk a little bit about the beer. What's your favorite beer?
I'm kind of an IPA guy, so I lean towards our Good Vibes. It's a classic example of the West Coast IPA style. And, you know, our Thunder Lizard is one that, hey, if you just want to drink one or two and, you know, kind of feel that, it's a really good one as well.
If you really want to, first of all, the artwork is very fun. So I love this one. What is it called?
Where Our Secrets Go. It's our Imperial Stout. So we have a, you know, such a broad spectrum of different beers. There's something for everybody. You know, I like IPAs, but it's not for everybody. So we make everything from a light craft beer, light American lager. We have several different IPAs. We have a Voodoo Love Child, which is a Belgian triple that's aged over raspberries, cherries, and passion fruit. We have a Lacto Cooler that's a Berliner Weiss Sour. So, there's really something for everybody.
There's even for the girls, an American light lager, and it's only 26 carbs. I have to say, these are some powerful beers, 9.2, right? 9.0. So you got to mix it up. And, you know, you also have a lot of vegetarian fare. I see that you have a quinoa chickpea burger. You know, that's pretty exciting. You have seasonal vegetables on the side. You also serve pineapple cream soda, agave vanilla cream, really kind of a different than any other brew pub I've been to. When you went and checked out the other Voodoo brew franchises, what really attracted you about this one?
Well, I just like the overall vibe of Voodoo, where, you know, you get, it's a franchise, yet you get to operate independently as well. So I look at it as like you could pull some of the best practices and processes from a bigger company, and yet still put your signature spin on the pub and business.
Well, you're open from 11 to 11 daily. You have a whole bunch of fun machines to play on, right? Are you a guy that likes that kind of stuff? Are you into that?
Sure. I mean, we wanted to create a space that's, you know, has great beer, great food, great service, and then, you know, fun things to do. So we have, in addition to, you know, the stuff you expect from Brewpub, we have a game room as well. We have a bunch of pinball machines, pool tables, some retro arcade machines.
I'm hoping that you're going to have a little pinball wizard contest some point here.
Yeah, we'll probably pull together a tournament.
You know, I got to tell you, this place is located right on 224th Street North. There's lots of parking, metered parking around, lots of parking around near Williams Park. What I really like is that you've got these incredible, you've got mocktails, you've got seltzers, you've got craft cocktails, a pear dragon, right? Pear, vodka, lime, ginger beer. So really, really unique things. An apple peach cobbler, a maple Manhattan. This is stuff you're not getting anywhere in St. Pete. You obviously walked around downtown a lot before you opened this, right?
Yeah.
And did you say to yourself, there's nothing like this here?
We wanted to be part of the. There's a thriving craft brew scene in St. Pete, and we wanted to be part of that. But I think we differentiate ourselves a little bit by having the full kitchen, having the full liquor with signature cocktails. Our cocktails are full of like antioxidants and superfoods. So they're very interesting and have healthy properties as well.
You know, I also like the fact that you have a boozy slushy. You have me a boozy slushy. Let's talk a little bit about beer trends that, I always like to slam some of the beer trends. My most despised beer trend is overly fruited sour beers. What are you not liking?
I think that a recent trend for beers is to go overboard with citrus and citrus hops. So I think that, I think it's the beer makers wanting to, add more flavors and everything, but I think that style is a little bit played out.
And you like IPAs, and I also see you do these beautiful glasses. I love the fact that you serve your beers not in just steins, but also in sort of these globes. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a style of glass for almost every beer, and the higher gravity beers will tend to be served in the tulips. It kind of creates an aroma element to the experience.
A bouquet.
Yeah.
A bouquet, and you should actually, I like to smell a beer before I drink it because it's just so complex. And how do you? Let's talk about beer food matching. What pairs well with an IPA?
I think spicy foods will, the hoppiness of IPAs will tend to accentuate spiciness. So.
And what about an Imperial Stout? Do you serve desserts? I wasn't sure I saw desserts, but to me, Imperial Stout and chocolate is amazing.
We have an ice cream sandwich, and our chef does a special dessert.
That is terrific. And what about with something like a Belgian triple?
The beer muscles, I think, would go great with that.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. What goes good with a burger?
I think just about anything could go with a burger. I'm finding that a lot of folks are liking the light-style beers, our light craft beer as well as our American lager.
And, you've got the, I'm going to say, Berliner Weiss, made with green. That is really, to me, I want to have that with a little bit of the chicky, chicky bang bang, right?
You couldn't go wrong.
Right?
It's vibrant green and tastes like sour apples, sour apple candy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, friends, for those of you, we've talked a little bit about the antioxidants in some of the food, but you also have gluten-free buns.
Yes.
And you pay attention to that. And your price points, I'm not going to talk about price, but the price points are so reasonable. I like to go and share a bunch of appetizers with friends. What are some of your favorite appetizers on the menu?
I think our wings are among the best in town, so I would definitely recommend those. But
and they're smoked, right? They're smoked wings.
They're brined, then smoked, and then fried.
Yum, we'll be right over. Do you like the Sriracha? Can you get near the Sriracha? That's hot.
Oh, sure. It's not too hot.
And what about pizza? What's your favorite pizza on the menu?
I think I would go with the Three Little Pigs because I'm kind of a carnivore.
I'm a carnivore, too. Although Anna, our producer, she is trying to steer me down the good path. So, I'm here with Bob Skepnik. He is on his Encore chapter. St. Pete's, this is St. Petersburg's first voodoo brewing company downtown. As a resident of Lutz, Florida, he brings a unique background to this business. He is a businessman. He knows how to do things. I see Voodoo Beer being here for a long time. There's one in Fort Myers. There's one in Jacksonville. But this is the first one in Tampa Bay, and we love that. So, Bob, would you share a little bit about what kind of beer you should drink after your Thanksgiving dinner? You're full of turkey. And what beer would you serve with a turkey?
What beer would I would? You might want to go light because of all the all the food you're going to be eating, so maybe the Old Mama Lager would be suitable for that.
I love that. And so will you be open on Thanksgiving?
We won't be open on Thanksgiving. We'll be open on the Friday after.
That is great. So listen, if you're driving down and you see Voodoo Beer, I want you to park, get their flagship beers. There are those that are available all year round. You also have some seasonal beers as well.
Sure.
Anything coming up for Christmas that you want to highlight?
Yeah, we're going to be getting in a nitro stout in the next few weeks, so that should be a good holiday beer.
That, and you know what I'm going to say, friends, if you are thinking about 8 or 10 of you getting together, go over to Voodoo Beer, have a little food, have a little beer, root for the Chicago Bears, right? What's your baseball team? Which way do you go with the baseball?
The Cubs, of course, right?
Okay, we will agree to agree on the beer, but not the baseball. Listen, folks, I have been here with Bob Stefanik. This is Voodoo Beer, 4th Street, downtown St. Pete. Stop by and tell Bob that Radio St. Pete sent you. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much.